Two of our reporters have been out on the road crossing the country. Andrea Seabrook began in South Carolina, Jeff Brady in Oregon. They're going to meet at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. Along the way, they're talking with Americans about government, how it affects their lives, and what, if anything, should be changed. Yesterday, Andrea Seabrook sent a report from an Army base in South Carolina. Today, Jeff Brady reports from Jackpot, Nevada. As you might expect, Jackpot is a casino town, but in addition to the out-of-town gamblers, it's home to about 1,300 people year-round.
Jackpot straddles the two lanes of U.S. Highway 93. Driving 55 miles an hour, it takes about a minute to go through. If you're not into gambling, there's not much reason to hang around, unless, like Bobby Lineberry, you work here.
I'm not very political. The biggest issue for me right now is my son is in the Idaho National Guard, and he's in Iraq.
Lineberry says she's proud of her son, and she thinks the military is treating him well, but she worries about later on. The last time her son was home, he told her about a gun battle he was in.
He sat at my kitchen table and cried. And I can tell this is going to be something that he's going to definitely need help with when he comes home. And I hope the military takes that into consideration and offers them psychological counseling or whatever they need when they get back.
For the immediate future, Lineberry just hopes her son will be home for Christmas. Steve Cunningham of Grapevine, Texas, is here on vacation. He's a Republican, and he's pretty satisfied with the federal government, where his party is in control.
We've advanced our government quite a bit in the last few years. I think this war in Iraq has benefited our country from the standpoint of our federal government having pulled together.
Specifically, Cunningham says he's pleased the various security agencies are coordinating activities more since September 11th. Just a few blocks away in an RV park, Carol Walsh is standing outside her motorhome. When asked to describe her relationship with her government, she complained that Republicans are favoring the rich over working people like herself.
I think the middle class is virtually disappearing. It's either you have plenty of money or you're on welfare or close to it. And I don't expect the government to take care of us, but I expect them to at least keep things status quo.
Walsh's husband is here working on a construction project. Others have come just to work in the casinos.
My name is Stella Arteni, and I'm from Republic of Moldova. I have been in U.S. already for 1 month.
Arteni is wearing a Cactus Pete's uniform. That's a casino just down the street and the largest employer in town. Arteni is one of many Eastern European students working in the U.S. for the summer. She'll head back to Moldova in a few months to finish her economics degree. When asked how she, as a non-citizen, relates to the U.S. government, Arteni recalled an experience a few weeks back in Laughlin, Nevada, when she saw a handicapped person use a motorized ramp to board a city bus.
I see that people with disabilities here, they don't feel the difference between them and normal people. They have everything to have a normal life, to work almost wherever they want, which is very different from my country.
Jackpot is a place where government presence isn't strongly felt. There's no city government. The county seat is more than 100 miles away. Still, the people here, whether they come to live, work, or play, have strong opinions about the government. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Jackpot, Nevada.
And Jeff is keeping an online diary. You can read his entry from Jackpot, Nevada at our website, npr.org.